Trump pens $4 billion in federal funding for California's bullet train to nowhere. By Joel B. Polak on July 17, 2025. President Donald Trump announced Wednesday that he had canceled $4 billion in federal funding for California's beleaguered and delayed high-speed rail project, what critics call the train to nowhere. The project has been plagued for years by cost overruns, logistical problems, and a lack of consumer demand. A rough timeline of events suggests the rise and fall of what was once considered a promising idea. 2008, California voters passed Proposition 1A, which authorizes a $10 billion bond to fund a high-speed rail line, bullet train, to connect San Francisco and LA in under 3 hours by 2020 for a total of $33 billion. 2009, the Obama administration approves over $2 billion in stimulus funds for California's high-speed rail. 2010, California approves guidelines for the high-speed rail line, and Jerry Brown is elected governor. He champions the high-speed rail project as an effort to reduce emissions and to combat climate change. 2014, Breitbart News reports that the high-speed rail project will not actually be fast enough to complete the trip in under 3 hours. Numerous environmental and engineering challenges continue to delay the project. 2015, amid costs that have ballooned to $68 billion, with deadlines creeping later and later, Governor Brown pushes forward with the plan, laying down a symbolic track and calling critics of the project cowards. 2019, newly inaugurated Governor Gavin Newsom cancels much of the high-speed rail project because it would cost too much and would take too long. However, he wants to build the Central Valley portion of the project. President Donald Trump immediately announces that the federal government will claw back $3 billion that it has spent on the project so far, ultimately halting nearly $1 billion in federal money that had been allocated. 2021, newly elected President Joe Biden gives California the $1 billion that Trump had denied to the state for high-speed rail construction, with Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg championing the project. 2023, the Biden administration awards another $6 billion to high-speed rail in California, including a more promising, private sector-driven project to connect LA and Las Vegas with a different bullet train. 2024, the CEO of the California High-Speed Rail Authority says the project will need another $100 billion, above nearly $30 billion already received, for a total of $128 billion. The date of completion extends to 2024. 2025, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy announces an audit of the California High-Speed Rail project, and later releases a report concluding that there is no viable way forward for the original bullet train. Duffy said in a statement, "After 16 years and roughly $15 billion spent, not one high-speed track has been laid." He said that the department would also be reviewing other federal grants related to the project. The $135 billion projected total cost of the project could buy every San Francisco and LA resident nearly 200 round-trip flights between the cities, the statement by the U.S. Department of Transportation concluded. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of Trump 2.0, the most dramatic first 100 days in presidential history, available for Amazon Kindle. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.